This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, for the very first time, welcoming Sway to the show. So, hey, dude, how are you?
I'm cool, Alex. How are you, man?
Yeah, not bad. How's your day going?
Yeah, cool, man. It's been busy, but it's been fruitful. So, you know what I mean? I can't complain.
Selling your wares, selling the record. That's what it's all about, man. We're now on to Level Up, the follow-up to Still Speeding, which was a pretty big hit for you just before Christmas.
Yeah, definitely.
We played that a couple of times on In Demand, but listeners who might not be massively familiar with you properly need a bit of backstory. You've been working on this, on your music, for a long, long time, and people might not realise that, right?
Yeah, man. I've been working on the UK hip-hop scene, the grime scene, for a long period of time, man. I got my first album that came out in 2006. You know what I mean? I won a Mobo, one of the Mercury Music Prizes albums of the year, BET in America, collaborated with loads of people, man. I've had a great time, man, and it's just really nice to be in the industry for so long and to be able to come out with my biggest radio records at this point.
So what for you, what's the state of British rap at the moment then, from your perspective? Are we doing good, or are we playing catch up with other places?
We're definitely doing good right now. You know what I mean? Like there's been a lot more collaborations. You know what I mean? You've had Tiny Tempo and Wiz Khalifa, you've had Dizzy Rascal and Bun B and DJ Muggs, you've had myself and Akon, myself and Lupe Fiasco. I mean, it's like the bridge is like Eurostar now to get to America. You know what I mean? Like, American artists are collaborating with us left, right, and center. It's a totally different time.
What's good in the UK at the moment? What are you properly proud of in terms of the Brits?
I'm really loving what my boy Ed Sheeran's doing, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a good friend, and also I'm a fan of his as well. You know what I mean? Like, he's on my new album, actually. Got a record for my new album. And I really like Nero as well.
Yeah.
Nero signed to Chase and Status, I think.
Yeah.
They're great as well, man. And obviously, you know, I won't collaborate with people unless I have a real respect for them and I really like what they're doing. And I feel like our energies can collaborate to come up with something positive and something inspirational. And that's why I called up my guy Flux, and Flux Pavilion produced Level Up for me. And, you know,
What's Flux Pavilion like to work with?
Oh, man, he's great, man. He's album, I think it's going to be called The Scientist. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
But there's a real reason. I mean, like, you know, me and Flux actually just met up through Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like no record labels or management or nothing. It was just a simple, yo, Flux, man, I really like what you're doing. I'm working on a new album. My name is Sway. And he's like, yo, Sway, my name is Flux, and I really like your material. Let's get in the studio. So while he was in his last year of uni, I think it was last year, I went down to his student accommodation, and we just banged out a record, you know what I mean?
It's a great song, Sway. All that remains is for you to introduce it on the radio now, dude. Go for it.
Yep, this is the one and only Sway, and right now I'm about to play my new single. It's called Level Up. Let's go.
The In Demand Podcast.
Almost 8:05, and finally these boys are here. Adam, Andy, Joel, Ryan, Lawson, In Demand.
Hello.
It feels like it's been a long time coming, this.
Oh, yeah.
When did I play the song? I played the song for the first time anyway. Maybe 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Thank you. You were the first play.
You were our idol.
Yeah? Thank you for letting me do that, by the way.
Thank you for playing it first.
Great honour. It's a great tune. Where were you in the world when it went on the radio for the first time?
We were in LA. We were recording our first video, and it was the most surreal moment ever. We were just about to go out and do that. And then our manager's like, guys, come downstairs, you know, because we woke up late, obviously. And it's like, come on.
And time difference as well.
Exactly. So we kind of got into the room and we were listening to the record, and you introduced it. It was just, we all had a tear in our eye. We had Joel on Skype because he was in, like, you're in Orange County, weren't you?
Yeah, we had a pretty big night the night before, didn't we?
Joel woke up in a completely different place
and was like,
well, separate to everyone else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at least he was on Skype though, because Andy wasn't actually anywhere to be seen.
No.
Where were you, dude?
I went out with Max from The Wanted the night before, so I'd had a big night.
Well, that's always going to end badly, isn't it?
I ended up staying in his hotel room with him, like, so I didn't make it. Well, you gave us the best build-up ever, because I listened to it afterwards and it was amazing.
Someone cried? Who cried? Who was it who cried?
We all shed a tear.
We were top trending that night. We're going to try for that again tonight. Hashtag Lawson In Demand. Get your questions in.
Yes.
Let's get some four vital things to kickstart the process this evening. Adam, tell us about forming the band in the first place.
Okay, well, I was at a music college down in Brighton, just finished there, looking to start up a new band. Saw Andy's MySpace page online, his music page. Really liked, he had some kind of like acoustic tracks on there. So I sent him a message saying, you have to start a band. It took him about 3 months to get back to me, but finally he got back to me. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So we met up for a drink in London, went for a little jam, And then you knew Ryan already, didn't you?
Yeah, we got on great, me and Adam, straight away. And I knew Ryan just through some mutual friends down in London, through the music scene, and met through music college down in London. So I just said to Ryan, you know, do you fancy coming along and having a jam on bass? And you accepted, and then you drafted in an old friend, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Go back a long way.
I've known Joel for a long time, since about 14, 15. We used to be in rival bands back home, like we were from Chesterfield and Mansfield.
Yeah.
So we used to travel backwards and forwards, gigging with each other's bands and stuff, trying to outdo each other. And then we ended up going to music college together. And then, it turned out we needed a guitarist, so...
drafted in Joel?
Yeah, drafted him over, and it's been there ever since.
It's been a long 3 years.
You're sick of each other.
No, we're not. We love each other, don't we?
Andy, a lot of people want to know why the band is called Lawson. This is your story, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, we wanted a name which meant something to us, basically.
Oh, so, look, he's put his arm around.
Yeah. Get the violins out. We had a few in the heart, and... We, as I said, we just wanted something that was close to us. So when I was like 19, 20, I went through like quite a serious operation. I had a brain tumour. And the guy who did the operation was a guy called Dr. Lawson. Just this literally inspirational guy from Liverpool. And it was quite a serious operation. I think I was in theatre for like 18, 19 hours. So he saved my life, basically.
Yeah.
So we named the band in his honour. We cut the doctor out of it. And then we just...
Because that would have been rubbish.
That would have been awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because really Dr. Lawson would have been a bit too much.
He could have got you for some kind of copyright infringement as well.
It's kind of like a German techno band as well.
Yeah, Dr. Lawson. And he knows about this as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, we did we did a gig up in Manchester supporting Avril Lavigne, actually. And the BBC Northwest Tonight came down and did a whole feature on it. And whilst they were interviewing us, they also had a team in the Liverpool... Like, it's basically the brain and spine, like, hospital in Walton in Liverpool, and they also interviewed Dr. Lawson. So they cut away to us being like, yeah, thanks so much, Dr. Lawson, and then they cut back to Dr. Lawson being like, yes, I'm very flattered that they've called the band after me and stuff
like
that.
Not exactly sure how to feel about dragging him out of theatre, though, to do an interview for you.
He was in the hospital at the time.
Especially if it was an 18-hour session like yours.
Exactly.
He was probably glad of the break, don't know. Joel, tell us about touring with The Wanted.
It was the best and scariest thing ever. You always had to watch your back with those boys, like especially Jay. We came off stage in Belfast, I think it was, and we played a really good set. We were like dying for a drink, so Andy came off and did this bottle of water, took a gulp, and his face just went white. We're like, mate, you're right. He's like, who's peed in this? Next thing, it wasn't even that. They put this hot sauce, and I'm talking really hot sauce, around the tip of the bottle, and his face was just on fire. It was
literally
hilarious.
The rest of that night as well, my lips just blew up, literally.
Wow.
I had steam coming out my ears.
Who was responsible? That was Jay, wasn't it?
That was Tom, I think.
That was Tom.
But it's
probably Jay's
Jay.
Idea.
But other than that, it was the most overwhelming experience. We're playing to like 10 to 20,000 people a night, and
the lads were great with us as well. Like, we're really,
and this is where you've gathered a lot of your fans from as well.
Yeah, it is.
Ryan, you all play instruments.
We do. We all play instruments.
Whoa, blow our minds.
I know, it's incredible. That's definitely our niche at the moment, with Andy's genius songwriting skills, and you know, we all play our own instruments and bring a little different thing to the band each.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great fun. Great to be part of a real band at the moment, because there's not too much of that around.
Yeah, exactly. So people who might see four, you know, good-looking lads and think, oh, not this again. There's actual talent going on.
We get pigeonholed as boy band just because we, I mean, you know, we do.
Well, I don't know what to call you. Every time I introduce the song, it's kind of like,
it's a band, a new
band.
Yeah,
you know, we're with a band. Yeah.
We're a guy group.
A guy group.
A guy group.
Let's do that from now on.
Yeah.
Have you got the introduction of the song Nailed as a collective yet for when you're on the radio?
We haven't actually.
Do you want to sign this?
All we can say together is, hey, we're
awesome. Well, you don't do that very well, apparently. Right.
That was rubbish.
Oh, we have to count it.
Normally, it's like, okay, guys, you've got to do this little dropping thing with the radios. We're like, okay.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, we're awesome.
It's really bad.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's
you
terrible.
Need to work on it. Yeah. But you've got to introduce the song now, so nail something, please.
All right, okay, so, Ads, you do this one.
Okay, so this is our debut single. It's out on the 27th of May. You can pre-order it on iTunes now, and it's called When She Was Mine.
Woo!
Yeah, I like the rule.
To see Lawson perform When She Was Mine live and exclusive, head online to indemand.fm.
Lawson are live and in the studio this evening.
Yeah.
We've covered all the basics, everything we need to know. That's officially learned now. We won't ever go back to that. But we're taking Twitter questions tonight at Indemand UK on Twitter. Hashtag Lawson Indemand. Let's start with Team Giant. You see, that's a combo.
I like that. Yeah, I love it.
Clearly, they've picked their favourite two already. That's awkward.
It was obvious.
Thanks, Team Giant. Pretty obvious choice.
Yeah, it's a good question, though. If you were all girls for a day, what's the first thing you'd do? Careful, it's a family show.
Oh, God. See, that's the
There's
whole...
There's so many things going into my head.
Go see a Lawson gig.
Stand at the front and scream and try and get my phone number at the end and then possibly go and meet up with me after for a nice drink.
Oh, we'll stop you there. We'll stop you there.
Where I could be tret by a lovely gentleman.
Sorry, you could be what?
You could be what? Tret?
Tret, yeah. It's like treated, but it's tret.
I've never heard that word before.
Yorkshire boy.
Exactly. I use it on my own. It's fine. Trying to start a revolution of tret, being tret well.
Right, yeah, great English there,
man. It's a good answer. I asked Jessie J the same question once, and she couldn't answer it. She just laughed and went, "What would you do? You'd just touch your boobs for the whole day, wouldn't you?" So she kind of implied that that's what you would all do, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
I'd definitely do that.
And just stand in front of the mirror naked for a while.
Just discover yourself a little bit. Why not?
Yeah, definitely.
If you've only got a day, you might as well make the most of it. Lawson's geese. You see the geese, the fans? They're already on Twitter in their groups. If you could goose anyone in the world, right? Right now, who would you goose? Goosing, I'm guessing, is kind of like the modern equivalent of like courting or passing off.
Yeah.
Who would we goose if we could goose anyone?
Right now in the world.
I'd love to goose Kelly Brook.
Kelly Brook.
I'm in the market for Delta Goodrum recently. We met her in LA and she's an angel.
Okay.
She's an angel.
I'd love to goose a girl called Lucy Hale from an American TV show Pretty Little Lies.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Seen that. Yeah.
Great show.
She was in Scream 4 as well, I think she was.
Yeah, she was.
Joel?
And I'd goose... I really like Zooey Deschanel.
She's cute.
Cute, isn't she?
And she looks a bit like Katy Perry as well.
She can sing and play guitar, you know?
I know.
She's got clips on YouTube.
Are you about to marry her?
Sonia wants to know, if you were on the £1 million drop, have we all seen it?
Yes, love it.
Who would double up with who?
I think Adam would definitely be on there because he's great at general knowledge.
Yes.
But I reckon I could partner you well.
Yeah, because you've got the sport.
I think so as well.
Because I'm quite into my sport, into my football and all that. So
me and you will just go to the pub, right? Let them do that.
I would take a back seat and call on Celebrity Juice.
Just stand and clap and cheer when they win the money. It's as simple as that. Can you say hello to Phoebe, Anya, Beth and Lorna tonight?
Hello.
Hello, Phoebe. Guys. Hello. How you doing?
Becca wants to know, who's the untidiest member of Lawson?
Ryan.
Ryan, yeah.
I don't think I am.
You are. Me and Joel.
They're bullying you a little bit.
Yeah, see, I know. We were just saying this before. I'm getting the bad end of the stick.
You're getting the grief.
You are very messy. Our van at the moment, travelling up and down the country, is half of your mess.
I disagree. I don't think it is. I think...
All right, okay. Maybe work this out in the van.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight. I honestly am.
Katie, where would you most like to go on your holidays together and individually without everybody else?
Great question. I've never thought about this before.
Disneyland?
Yeah. Oh, Disneyland together. Absolutely.
Orlando.
Disneyland. Yeah. Florida.
I've never been.
I'll take you, mate.
Come on,
please do. Let's get a photo of Mickey.
Can we head to Universal Studios as well, though, and a bit of SeaWorld?
Yeah. You're proper American boys.
Bush Gardens.
Final question goes to Evie. Can you rate yourselves in order of most manly to least manly?
Oof, great question,
Evie. This is where the band breaks up straight away.
This is tough.
We're all quite lads, aren't we? We've all got our things, but, you know, we are quite lads. I don't know, really. That's a good question.
I think you take the helm on the football thing, though. Scouser.
Okay. Yeah, sport always wins.
Football,
my dad will be happy with that.
Are you into cars as well, Andy?
I'm into cars, I'm all about getting down with, you know, to the pub with the lads, watching football on a Saturday afternoon.
Do you buy Nuts magazines?
Oh, yeah, I love Nuts magazines.
Nuts
magazines.
Andy, you're such a lad.
Nuts and Zoo.
I think the only edge you've got on us three is the football side of it.
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah. definitely.
You use that stuff in your hair, though, don't you, that takes it down a bit?
I don't, that's
curls.
The thing. I just get out of bed and leave, you know what I mean? Where, like, Ryan,
hair.
For instance.
It's good hair. I'm jealous of you.
40 minutes in front of the mirror, you know what I mean?
Come on, that's an exaggeration.
All right, chill out. Guys, it's been a pleasure having you on In Demand tonight. Hopefully, you'll come back soon. You've done a live session for us that the In Demand Army will get here tomorrow night. Is there anything else left to plug?
We're doing
the song again.
We're doing a tour, actually, just before the single comes out in May. It starts on the 14th of May, and we're going to Leeds, Manchester, Birmingham, London, Nottingham, Sheffield, and Glasgow.
All right, what's the website?
It's LawsonOfficial.com. Or if you go on any social media site, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, /LawsonOfficial.
There you are. Individual Twitters?
Yeah, @LawsonJoel for me.
@LawsonAdam for me.
@LawsonAndy.
And the best one is obviously @LawsonRyan.
Guys, thanks very much for coming. Best of luck with the single, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Alex.
See you soon, mate.
The In Demand Podcast.
On the phone right now from Sweden, where he's working on One Direction's brand new album. He's friend of the boys and X Factor guru, Sivan Kotecha. All right, let's talk about the boys then. The American success. Yeah. Dude, did you ever see this coming?
Gosh, I don't think you can ever see that coming. That's like, you know, obviously we believe in the boys. I mean, I always thought that. I remember when I first met them, I went and, you know, me and Simon were talking about that, how this is something really special. But I don't think you can ever predict the success and the phenomenon it's become in America. I mean, it's almost bigger than America. I would say it's bigger in America right now than it is in England, almost. It feels that way. It's like, it's really insane. And, you know, the song connecting like it has there, you can never predict that, really. But it's amazing. And the boys are doing amazing, and they're, you know, they're just enjoying it.
And it's interesting to see, kind of like, obviously we know the kind of crazy that the boys bring here in the UK. We've seen it in America now, and also in Australia. I mean, it just gets bigger wherever they go.
No, it's insane. I've never seen a group or an act this reactive. If they show up on television, all of a sudden everything like jumps up the charts. Like everywhere they go. Australia, I think this week they have What Makes You Beautiful, one thing, or in the top 10, and then the album's number one. It's insane. I was just texting with them, and they were just telling me how insane it is in Australia right now. Like, everywhere they go, it's crazy. I mean, I'm so happy for them. You know, we're all just, like, over the moon about it all.
Now, Well, you're pretty tight with the boys, obviously, just saying they're texting you and stuff like that. How do you think, well, how are they coping with it all? Is it weird, or are they just taking it in their stride?
I mean, it's, you know, my conversation with them, it's been more like, you know, all of us going, you know, oh my, can you believe this? Oh my God, this is crazy. You know, I think it's so massive that you can't really comprehend it. For them, you know, it's just, and it's good. I'm actually really glad that they're just like shocked by it all and just enjoying it rather than taking it too seriously, you know. They're having a good time and they're still the same. They're exactly the same, you know. They're just five friends, you know, that are, you know, traveling the world together and making music. That's, you know, and they love to do that. So I'm really proud of them, and I'm glad that they've just stayed the humble kids that they are.
Now, is there anything to be said with the success in America, with the theory that maybe, to a certain extent, the American music industry hasn't fed the teens a good boy band since, like, the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? There hasn't been anyone good enough to be pinups for them?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a few things. I think it's the combination of a lot of things. Obviously, the boys and their personalities. I mean, they're just magnetic when you're around them. I mean, you've been around them. You know, there's something, people gravitate towards them when they're together. There's something magic there. And it was like that on the show. And I think, you know, not to toot our own horn, but the song, I think we purposely did a song that doesn't, and a sound for them that doesn't sound like anything on radio. Because, you know, if you think about New Kids on the Block and Backstreet Boys, and think when they came out, they didn't sound like anything on radio. It was very, like, guilty pleasure kind of stuff, you know. And I think that was important, that we didn't try and make them cool. We didn't try and, like, not make them cool, they are cool kids, but we didn't try and, like, make, like, go urban or go dance like everybody's doing. We didn't make songs for radio. We made songs that fit them and their personalities. I think that was key to make it really connect the way it did. Where it's more than just a song, you know, the band itself is connected and they've become this huge phenomenon.
So you're back in Sweden now working on album number two. How far along is it?
We're just writing songs, me and the same crew that did What Makes You Beautiful and One Thing. And the boys come here sometime in May, I think it's like mid-May. They're going to, you know, we'll work on it with them a little bit. We've been sending ideas, like Liam especially has been great, sending like guitar riffs and things like that. And when they get here, we'll start recording, and that'll be the first, you know, that'll be the start of it.
And yourself, obviously, you're expecting a baby very soon, within the next few hours, perhaps.
Yeah.
Does that keep you away from X Factor this year or not?
I haven't decided yet. I'm still deciding on that. It depends how this year goes and how it is, yeah, with the baby and with the other projects I'm going to be working on. Obviously, we'll do another Cher Lloyd album. I've been working on the Usher project and Room 5 and a bunch of Christina Aguilera and a bunch of other things. So it depends on what I feel like I want to take on. If I want to continue writing or if I want to, you know, take time off and do the show. I love doing the show.
Well, I was going to say, obviously, you went from the UK to USA. What was the difference between the two now, a few months later, once USA is finished? Did you have more fun on UK or more fun on USA?
I'm going to get in trouble for saying it. I love both shows, but the UK show was something really special to me. I just think the individuality of the contestants in the UK show that year, I think we just caught the magic here, you know, with Cher, with One Direction, with Matt, with Rebecca, with Aiden, who I think is going to release something pretty soon. And we, you know, if you think about it, Rebecca has a great shot in America. Cher has a great shot in America. And the boys already broke America. I mean, you've got three artists from that show that have international careers. I think we got the magic year where it was just the personalities, everyone just gelled and clicked. And the American show was great as well. And it's only going to get better. Obviously, it was the first season. But that UK show was something special, I think.
It was one of the most defining year probably for the show so far, I think, definitely. What do you reckon to these rumours about Britney joining the USA panel?
I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to comment. I'll let Simon talk about that.
Do you think? I think she'd be pretty good, though, if she took a place, as long as she was kind of like the old Britney that we remember. I think she'd bring something special to it, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you someone that has the X Factor and that has become a global superstar, like a genuine global superstar, I mean, there's no one better to be on the show than someone like that. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll find out pretty soon, I think, within the next week, perhaps, if they can get the check big enough for her. Dude, it's been a pleasure as always. Best of luck with the family. And
thank you very much.
Hopefully, I'll speak to you again soon. All right, Savan.
Definitely. All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day. Cheers, mate. In demand. Podcast. Connor Maynard is back. Hey man, how are you?
I'm cool.
Oh, wrong microphone, sorry. Oh,
there we go.
I'm used to being on my own. fading up another mic.
Yeah, you did.
Now you're only here last week and I said come back soon, but this is a bit daft.
I know, I was a bit keen. I just thought I'd remember. I've been waiting outside for you actually, face pressed up against the window. I'm sorry.
7 days like that.
Yeah, let me back in, please.
Thanks for coming. It's release week, so how's it gone for you so far?
It's been mad. It's been very insane. It's funny, I didn't actually know how it worked. Like, I thought, like, you know, you release your song and maybe in a few weeks' time you get into like the top 20 perhaps, and after the first week you're somewhere near it, and you'd like, I tell my mom, oh mom, I got into 43, and they're like, oh great, I'll buy you a Galaxy bar, and then that's the end of that.
Your mom's gonna buy you a chocolate bar. If you get to number one, mate, you need to be getting something better than that.
My brother Lamborghini, mum. it's been absolutely mad. It went to number one on the iTunes album chart in like the first hour, which was absolutely insane. And then in the first day it was number three on the iTunes chart, so
Been hovering between two and three.
Yeah, exactly.
But Carly Rae Jepsen is a force to be reckoned with.
Carly Rae Jepsen is running things right now. But, you know, the Maniacs they're not easily, you know, defeated. Yeah. So
they're representing, they're requesting the song every single night, which is good. You were in Germany yesterday, right?
Yes. What was so random. Over there? It was so weird. Like, I got home last night and I was like, I went to Germany today. I left that morning, came back that night, so it was absolutely crazy. But I did a little performance for EMI over there, mm-hmm. Like EMI in Germany, and it was crazy. It's so funny because like they treat you like royalty. You get there and they're like, yeah, he's massive in the UK, that kind of thing. And I'm like, oh,
accent.
Thanks.
I like your accent.
It's so good. It's so funny.
You've got to sell records to pay for their bills and stuff. That's how it works. That's why they love you so much. And you've done Blue Peter today as well. Where's your Blue Peter badge?
Hold on.
Have you got one?
Hold the phone.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
hear the rustle. That's in its plastic. Wow. There we go. You can hold it if you want.
Are you sure? Please, I've never held a Blue Peter badge in my life. It's really bigger than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah, that's nice, that.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran's got one, and he was quite proud when he came in wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's so funny. They told me a story about when he got his one, so.
What was the story? Is it a good story?
Oh, no. I don't know if I was saying.
Is it rude?
No, it wasn't rude. It was pretty funny. Basically, he tried to blag one for his mate.
You're not allowed to do that, are you?
You're not allowed, no.
Yeah. They're very strict with their badges. Yeah. Do you want to chat to some maniacs tonight?
Let's do it. Let's talk some maniacs.
We have got some maniacs on standby who are ready to chat to you after we've played the song. Connor, go ahead and introduce it.
All right, guys, this is my first single, Can't Say No. Hope you enjoy it. Let's go.
Download it now. Download it now.
Go get it. Go get it on iTunes, Amazon, everything. Go.
Make sure you subscribe and get the best of the guests every weekend.
And Thursday night, I'm Alex. Connor Maynard is here now with us in the Indemand studio. You start your tour tomorrow.
Yes, I'm so excited to kind of meet all the maniacs all over the UK. So
six dates.
Yes.
And you're going pretty much everywhere.
I'm going to, do you want me to name them? Or
feel free, go for it.
I'm going to Bristol, Brighton, my hometown.
Yeah.
Birmingham, London, Newcastle and Sheffield.
Okay.
So that's where I'm going to be going.
But you've not sorted your rider out. That'd be the first thing I'd do, surely.
I don't know what to put on there. Just girls.
girls.
Women. Yeah, girls.
Haribo, girls. And maybe a couple of beers.
Yeah.
You are old enough to drink.
I'm 19.
Okay, so we've got some maniacs on the phone. Connor, this is the deal. You've got a box in front of you.
All right.
If you press that number one for me.
I'll do that right now.
Okay, that's your sound effect.
Okay.
I've got this sound effect. Essentially, the maniacs are going to come on the radio,
yep,
chat to you about whatever they want. You can talk back, whatever.
Okay, I can talk back. I don't have to just sit on it.
No, that's cool. They want to have a chat with you. The only thing they're not allowed to do is ask you to follow them on Twitter.
Okay.
That's against the rules. You get bored of that maniac, it's a bit harsh.
I'm going to blow up. I'm so sorry.
You press your button. If I'm bored, I'm going to press my button.
I'm bored. Stop talking.
Here's Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Talk to Connor.
What's up, Ellie? It's Connor.
Hello. If you could only do one thing and eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would they be and why?
If I could only do one thing.
I think, did you say eat one thing?
If I could, I think you know the answer. Come on, tell me what you think the answer is.
Ellie, what's the answer?
Do you know my favourite food? No?
She's not a maniac. She is not a maniac. Hello, Phoebe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Connor's here. Go for it.
What's up? Is it Phoebe?
Yeah.
Phoebe, what's up? It's Connor. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all good, thank you. I'm cool.
If you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be,
Any artist? One of my favourite artists right now is Drake. I think he's kind of extremely talented as a writer and as an artist. I think outside the box, I'd probably have to go with someone like Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
I think me and Susan Boyle on a track together would be absolutely immense. Can you imagine, like, I'm in some Ferrari, like, chasing her. She's on some white stallion riding into the sunset. Yeah, I've really thought this through.
You've actually signed.
What do you think about that one, Phoebe?
I like it.
You like it. Perfect.
Would you buy that, Phoebe, if it was Connor and Subo together?
I'd buy it. Oh,
amazing.
Buy it.
I'm going to feel bad buzzing you now, but...
Go on, do it.
I mean this with the least amount of offence as possible, but...
Okay.
Goodbye.
Sinyi. Hello, Sinyi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm going to ask you a question first. Have you downloaded Can't Say No yet?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you buy it? Did you buy it though? Or did you download it illegally?
No.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
You bought it. Perfect. Oh, that's amazing.
Have you got a question?
Do you think you can knock Tyler Rejection off the number one spot?
Whoa. Do I reckon? It's a tough one. There's, she is running things. But I think the main has got my back. Do you reckon you got my back?
Yeah.
All right then. Right. Well, perfect. I'm glad that you're gonna. How many times have you bought it so far?
Once.
I just had a tweet from the Maniacs UK. They say Nando's is your favourite food.
Yes, yeah, they know it exactly.
Emily's next. Hi, Emily.
Hi, it's Emily.
Emily.
Huh?
Go on, Emily.
What's the best thing about being famous?
It's got to be talking to you guys and learning new things about the Maniacs and just having a party with you guys when I go on tour and when I do my shows. Are you coming to any of the shows?
We're coming tomorrow night in Bristol.
Oh, amazing. I was about to buzz you out, but you answered correctly, so that's amazing.
Yourself pretty well.
Well,
no,
I definitely can't wait to see you there then.
What songs are you singing?
What songs am I singing? Have you come to any of the shows before?
No.
This is your first show. Okay, well, there's going to be some surprises for you. Tomorrow I'm going to be performing one of my songs for the first time ever.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I hope you're excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a bit sick of this delay.
Yeah. That was me, I'm so sorry.
The Maniacs are good.
Emily, that come back.
For the Maniacs. I think they were superb.
They were cool.
Twitter's now going mad. People wanting you to do this duet with Subo.
I'm going to do it.
EMI, make that happen as a record. Is she on, you guys? I don't think she is. Yeah, she's psycho. Of course she's psycho. Connor, best of luck with the chart.
Oh, man.
Sunday.
Thank you so much. Thank
Fingers crossed for you. It's well deserved. And best of luck with the tour. And we will see you again soon.
Yes.
Maybe
definitely.
Not next week.
Yeah, I know.
But it's up to
I've
you.
Already picked my spot where I'm going to wait. It's just over there. Okay. So
stay warm. We'll get you a blanket in a couple of days. Connor Maynard, thank you very much.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Tonight, ahead of his battle round on The Voice UK tomorrow night, one of Will.i.am's chosen ones, Jay Norton, is on the phone. Hey, dude, how are you?
I am very good. Actually, I'm lying. I'm a little bit sick, but I'm good. I'm man flu, but good.
Okay, get a cup of tea and you'll be fine. So we need to know quite a few things. Jay, you caught everyone's attention with your performance of Aloe Black, which was 2 weeks ago now, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes.
Okay, so how has your life changed since then?
It's been a bit of a mad one, like people recognise me in the street and stuff, which is a bit awkward sometimes because sometimes people just look at me and I think, is this because I've been on TV or because I look like a mess? So, it's one of them. It's a little bit, I've had a lot more of people looking at me and some people have came over and been really nice as well. It's just been great, the recognition for the video as well. I haven't got like hardly any bad feedback, which is really good as well.
But this is something you've been working on for a while, isn't it? You've got lots of your music on YouTube already.
Yes, I have. I've been doing music stuff for a long time before now.
So how did you get into The Voice? Because there's been various stories about yourself that you might have had a little bit of help already. You can clear that rumour up.
Yeah, I can clear that up. I do know one of the vocal coaches called Juliet. She's lovely, as do a lot of the other contestants, know various vocal coaches. And that is the nature of the show. A lot of people that are working on the show were used to scout people. To find talent, because I mean obviously they've been quite outright in saying they want the best talent they can find, but during the show I did not work with Juliet, nor did any of Mark Delisier's choir work with Mark or anything else. There was nothing underhand about the show as far as I was concerned.
So you were, but were you scouted for it?
I was contacted to audition, yes, as were a lot of people. So I mean, again, not really a favourite.
Yeah, and they've been quite open about that through the whole process.
Yeah, they've been very open about it. Yeah, I think it's been important for them to be open about that because it's a BBC show, but they really did just want the best talent, so they kind of put feelers out through a lot of different people. Like, I know my name wasn't just passed through by Juliet, it was passed by a lot of other people as well.
Yeah, so tell us about the nerves going on there to perform with their backs to you. What was that like?
You know, it was very nerve-wracking. You walk out to, like, obviously, a kind of a super quiet studio audience. So that in itself as well is a little bit strange, but they're very, very nerve-wracking. The girl before me was amazing as well, and I could hear her through the backstage area, so that made me quite nervous. So I was very relieved when someone turned around, yeah.
So who buzzed first for you?
It was Will. Will buzzed first.
Did you get anyone else as well?
Tom Jones turned around as well.
Okay, so was it a no-brainer for you instantly once Will.i.am spun round? Surely, as a young lad who kind of, I'm guessing, is into the current music scene, you want to work with someone like Will.i.am?
Yeah, I mean, I was very flattered that Tom turned round, but I mean, to be honest, entering the competition, Will was kind of the main person that I was looking to hopefully work with, just because he's so good. I mean, he's got his own record label, which is hugely successful. He's obviously a really, like, a well-established producer. He writes songs. He's been doing it for a long time as well, so he was the one. And he turned around really quick as well, which kind of made the decision a lot easier.
So beyond that point, once you've done your performance, Will.i.am's chosen you for his team. What's been going on since then? Because this was filmed quite a while back.
Yes, this was. We've basically been prepared for battle rounds. We get together with our sparring partners, and me, Will, and the third person, we get together and we rehearse for battles, basically. He assigns the song, and we've been rehearsing all together.
Explain the battle round for people who don't know what the hell's going to happen tomorrow
night. Yes, I should do that, really. So the battle rounds are basically all teams get split in half, and each person in my team has to face someone else in their team, and five will go through, five will go home. And that is basically what happens on Saturday and Sunday. We get assigned a song by our mentors, and we have to just kind of literally battle it out for the win. Yeah.
Now, you can't tell us what happens.
No, I can't.
Just to kind of, oh, I've got my fingers crossed for you, definitely.
Oh, thank you.
It's a tough category, though. Will.i.am's got a good team.
It's a very good team. I think I would even put my neck on the line and say, I think, regardless of who goes through and who doesn't, obviously, I think that Will.i.am may have the winning team. I think our team is the best team, to be honest. And that's not a biased way either. I look at everyone on the team and I think we are the best team.
What do you think is so special about the voice that's caught everyone's attention? I mean, it's just literally blown up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I don't know if people expected it to blow up as well, to be so big, not at least this series. But I think it's just that it's such a positive show. And as well, there's no filler. I mean, Lord knows you love the funny auditions on other shows. But I mean, it's great to see, I think, such a high level of talent, and I feel really, really privileged to be a part of that as well and to have been featured.
Well, Jay, best of luck for it.
Thank you very much, thank you.
Regardless of what happens, because I know that you've got a lot of love on Twitter, I know that you've got a lot of love on YouTube and stuff like that, you should come and do a session for us and we'll get it online and stuff like that.
I would definitely do that.
Some of the greats have sat here. I tell you what, Danny from The Script has recorded a session here, Jesse J's recorded here, and also Tom Jones has recorded here. So you should come and do it.
Yeah, next thing I'll be a mentor on The Voice.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Dude, I need you to introduce the song that you sang and we're going to play it on the radio now.
I am Jay Norton from The Voice, and this is Allo Black. I need a dollar. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed, and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.